I got no problem. I don't have a personal issue with Anthony Mundine at all. I actually tell lots of people that I don't actually know the bloke, and I hear very good reports about him. I just think that I'm a better fighter. I just, you know, felt that, you know, sometimes you lose to fighters that you shouldn't lose against, and I felt that, you know, it wasn't my night, and Chock had a good night. But, you know, when he's finished playing with the little fella, step up to the big boys and we'll do it again.
Well, you know what I mean, like, everyone saw what happened on that night, you know what I mean? I owned him. I showed people that, you know, why I was a better fighter and better man. He went up to cruiserweight. He went up to cruiserweight. You know, he's sitting there. I don't know what he might be 100 now. Might be a heavyweight. But anyway, I'm
still
a natural
pretty
junior
good
middleweight.
Chalk. I'm still in
I'm
good
a natural
neck,
junior
mate.
Middleweight. So we met at the right weight, at super middleweight, and I schooled him there, and I schooled him again. So it doesn't really matter.
Oh yes, Danny Green, Anthony Mundine. This Kingy is what makes sport go around. Familiarity, when you have it, you find contempt, and when you got history, you find animosity. This is the spice that sport needs. And it is our conversation starter today, as I said, off the back of the match tomorrow between two blokes who just don't like each other, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. And for our best caller today, a $200 Chemist Warehouse voucher, a double pass to tonight's race meeting at Moonee Valley, and a slab of Urban Myth, the new alcohol-free beer by Urban Alley. Let's not waste any time. There are a stack of texts to get through, a stack of great calls to get to as well. So let's let Billy open the batting out in Ascot Vale. Welcome to you, Billy boy.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, just before I give you my nomination, geez, I couldn't understand a word Anthony Mundine said. I don't know what language she was speaking. But anyway, I think it's only fresh and young still, but I think Bulldogs and GWS is a great rivalry at the moment and probably going to be for a long time.
Why do you reckon, Billy? Do you reckon because they went after Bontempelli or just because of the Toby Green factor?
A bit of both, and probably that prelim also. So there's a fair few questions and answers about why, but I mean, you can pick a handful, but I think now there is definitely a rivalry between those two teams.
Yes.
Good on you, Billy. Good call. You know, growing up when I did, sort of really following footy passionately, Kingy, in the early to mid 90s, Greg Williams and Sean Denham, I come back to.
Yes.
With the individual. There are not many individual cases.
What about Greg Williams and Reece Jones? Oh. They used to try and nail each other.
At training?
No.
Oh, when they cross paths?
Swans versus Carlton.
Yeah. In the early days.
They used to punch on all the time.
Fair dinkum. I reckon Reece would have.
I reckon they broke each other's jaw in the space of 18 months.
Our conversation starter is for the all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. You can find out more at kia.com/AU. Great sporting rivalries we're talking. We will need to take a break in a couple of minutes, but it'll just be a mere intermission. We'll pick it up on the other side of the news. But plenty of time to get out to Renzo, who's in Altona. Welcome to you, Renzo.
Yeah, you can't get a bigger rivalry than Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Oh,
it's on the list. Good one, Renzo.
Give us a history lesson, Renzo, from your point of view.
Well, they absolutely despised each other. They had everything. Ali was pretty good on the lip, wasn't he? And I think he went a bit too far at one stage with some racial overtones there. And the guys didn't speak at all to each other. Mind you, so that was pretty fierce, to say the least.
Good on you, Renzo. Good nomination from you. Plenty of boxing ones coming through. Let's go to Muralbark, where we find Greg. G'day, Greg.
Hey, g'day, guys. Apart from the obvious one, the Ashes, I reckon every time we play the Kiwis in any sport, there's a certain amount of hate going on. But I'll tell you what, we're the first one in their corner if we're not around, you know. If they're in the final and we're not,
yep.
We'd love to jump on, but... Yeah, if it's across the ditch, mate, it's pretty ferocious.
It is, Greg. Yeah, it is. I was listening to Jared yesterday. He had Adam Zwar on, who's just written a book, The Underarm Incident, which Jared Waitley was at as a young fella. Geez, so much animosity off the back. That game, gee, New Zealand was stiffed in that game when you go back to that game at the MCG and the Underarm that lives on now. Good on you, Greg. Great nomination from you. Have we got time probably just to get to Simon in Aspendale? Welcome to you, Simon.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're well.
Great.
That's the way. Yeah, I reckon Dean Jones versus Curtly Ambrose was a nice little rivalry.
Yes.
Was Dean Jones the sweatbands, yeah, Dino?
That's right. He asked Kirtley to take him off, and then he proceeded to bowl the fastest ball Dean had ever faced in his life.
Pretty much took out everyone else but Dino, I think, in the end. He did, Kirtley. Madness. The old salt and pepper wrist, he used to call it, Dino, because he'd come in shaking that thing, Kirtley, and then bowl it at 160 clicks. You wouldn't face that for quid, Simon.
Not in my lifetime, that's for sure.
Good nomination for you. Yeah, go in and crank the bowling machine up to 160 and see what it looks like.
Plenty coming through.
Oh, stacks. Keep Mike, coming. Josh, sit tight. Marty, sit tight. Marza, I know you're there as well. There's a stack of text to get through. As I said, we just have to get to an earlier than planned break here, but it is a mere intermission. The news headlines will follow these important messages, and then we'll resume here. There's a stack of great rivalries from right across the globe to get to, so don't go anywhere. Have your say as well. 1300 736 736. Thanks very much, Alex. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. Garage doors redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. And, of course, the great folk at Country Racing Victoria, where we're back racing strong again. Visit country.racing.com. Sporting rivalries, Kingy, they're coming thick and fast off the temper, thick and fast off the E&S open line, but we've got time, so we're going to get to each and every one of them. I did like this late entry. David King and Dennis Pagan, after Kingy tried to kick a goal from 80 in a final and took 90 seconds
that
to kick it.
That didn't go well. It wasn't a rivalry, though.
Because there was no feedback from you.
It was just a one-way conversation. I did a lot of listening.
One-way rivalry. Well, I like this one as well for text. Bart Cummings, Tommy Smith.
Yeah.
Dermot v. the Hawks, obviously, after he left. Yana Pittman, good nomination, v. Tamsin Lewis. They had a bit of a to-do for a while. Mark Cavendish in the world of cycling against any other sprinter. And Rampage v. Flyers, AFLX.
Rampage v. Flyers.
Mike's been waiting a long time. He is over in Perth. He's got a footy nomination for us. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, boys. I'd go for the Duck against Glenn Jakovich.
Yes.
In the 90s, it was a big rivalry.
How are you scoring it, Mike? It sounds like you're from, obviously, from Perth. You'd have to be an Eagles supporter. How are you scoring it?
No. I'm Dockers, mate.
Dockers.
Oh, well, Kerry gets the chocolates then.
Then Kerry wins. I think Wayne scores at 11-0.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but good on you, Mike. Am I right in saying that that was the only opponent that Duck would sort of get a bit, even now gets a little bit, not uncomfortable, but that's the one where you can sense that there was a genuine moment where he thought, I'm not sure how this is going to go against this fella.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that. I still think that the big fella says it's always harder to be centre-half forward than centre-half.
He does say that. There's a big disclaimer.
Yeah, big disclaimer. And if you've got a better than 50-50 record, then you probably have the chocolates.
Celtics, Lakers in the NBA, Reggie Miller, New York Knicks, of course, and the Pistons, the Detroit Bad Boys Pistons against the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. Tennis has got plenty. We'll get to those in a moment. Josh is in Sunbury. Josh, welcome.
Boys, how are we?
We're well.
Good.
I've got two. The first one is, I think any time there's a battle involved, it's a pretty big rivalry, and it goes Melbourne Storm, Manly Seagulls.
That's a good one.
In particular, the Battle of Brookvale between Glenn Stewart and, Adam Mental Blank now, Glenn Stewart Adam Blair in 2011.
That was good. That was good as they were jogging off, Josh, when they stopped just before they got over the sideline.
It was pure hatred in their eyes, and the fact that they planned it, knowing that it was going to be all in, was quite enjoyable. And the second one, probably the biggest one in world sport, in my opinion, is in the Scottish Premier League, given it's got religious backgrounds, is Celtic versus Rangers, and the fact that Rangers banned all Catholic employees in the 1920s, and it kind of is still a hatred now where they can't even associate.
Yeah, spot on. Good call. Good call from you. The other one is in the world of world football, Kingy. The Super Classico, as it is known in Argentina, between Boca Juniors and River Plate. That one goes back a long time. I can't remember who I was speaking to. Someone's been to this game. They reckon the stadium was just about ready to fall in. Like they go troppo over there for the Super Classico, Boca and River Plate. I can't remember where we're due to go next. I think it's Muzza down in Geelong. Muzza, welcome. We're talking great sporting rivalries.
Yes, Carlton and Collingwood. I went to the bicentennial game in the early 90s in a Collingwood supporters bus and had to be quiet And on the way home, the bus driver threatened to throw four of us off because we couldn't stop singing the Navy Blues all the way home to Geelong.
Very good, Muzza. I wish it was what it was, to be honest. It's
not nothing better than singing your song when you know the others are in the in the area.
It's sadly not quite what it was, though, Carlton and Collingwood, but hopefully it'll resuscitate itself when
Vossie will sort it out.
And they're both contending. What about Ford v Holden? Not even making them anymore. They're still going at it. Ford v Holden.
Next week.
Indeed. So in the world of tennis, Federer and Nadal, Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova might be just about the biggest one of the lot there. So tennis has got plenty. Marty's up in Brisbane. Welcome to you, Marty.
G'day, boys. Doing a great job.
Thank you, mate.
Richmond Collingwood, late 70s, early 80s.
Yes.
Tommy Hafey and Graham Richmond just whipped Richmond up. And if they weren't stealing each other's players, they were beating living daylights out of each other on the field.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Richmond are involved in quite a few, aren't they?
Yep.
Carlton and Richmond, I've heard Mark McClure talk about this a lot. He reckons there was a phase there we wouldn't even drive through Richmond.
Yeah, right. It's a shame we've lost that suburban sort of real pack mentality, tribalism, isn't it, to be honest? Sir Alex Ferguson, Arsene Wenger, that was huge. Manchester United and Arsenal back in the day. I like this one from Peter. Biggest rivalries happening tonight, fish and chips versus pizza. Don't know what side to choose. Where are we up to here? Just going to the text. Let's go to Tommy in Turriton. Tommy, welcome to our summer breakfast.
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
We're going well.
Sweet. There's no bigger rivalry, and it dates back hundreds and hundreds of years through generations upon generations, with the Scottish Football League and Rangers and Celtic.
Rangers and Celtic.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Spot on. No, we spoke about that earlier, Tommy. You're absolutely spot on. And great to have Ange Postecoglou at the helm of Celtic, but those two have been ding-donging for generations. King?
Senna and Prost.
Yeah, we spoke about this at the start of the week.
That's a belter.
Simon's text in said, a classic. Started out as love, and by the end of that year in 1989, absolutely hated each other. Senna falling on his sword just to stop Prost from winning the championship. Doesn't get any more heated than that, does it? Were you, are you a Coke or a Pepsi man?
Coke, probably.
Yeah, tend to agree. Are you an Elton John or a Billy Joel man?
Flip a coin.
Levi's or Lee Jeans? All right. We'll get to a break. But you get the gist.
We're talking
not great sporting rivalries, great rivalries in general. Just a couple of quick fire ones for you there, Kiggy. Plenty of time to have you say, Alex, Rodney, David, sit tight. We'll get to you shortly.
New titleist or Callaway?
I'm now Callaway, of course. What a dumb question.
Sorry.
I'm happy to have him as well. I had to vet them. A lot of people coming at me, but I've chosen wisely, I think, with Callaway. 1-300-736-736. We'll be back shortly.
The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast.
Yes, it is, and we're talking great sporting rivalries. Kingy, how did we not mention State of Origin?
Yes.
Thankfully, Chris has reminded us, New South Wales, Queensland, no bigger rivalry, he says, in Australia. Genuine hatred. Yankees, Red Sox hate each other. Yankees, Dodgers hate each other. Plenty of nominations coming through, and someone's just pointed out West Ham Millwall resulted in the greatest movie ever made, Green Street Hooligans. Now, I haven't seen that. What I have seen is, write this down.
I am.
McIntyre Undercover, a documentary on the Chelsea headhunters. This guy goes deep undercover, secret cameras, secret microphones. He would want to be in witness protection now, this guy.
People are working out your psyche. You're a crime man trapped in a journo's.
It's still on YouTube. McIntyre Undercover. Seriously, the most scary doc I've ever seen in my life. You will not believe it. Do yourself a favour.
Chevron or Saloon Bar? Depot or El Dorado?
Chevron, Depot.
G-Bung or
Starbuck. David's out in Ballarat. Thanks for waiting on the line there, David.
How are we, boys?
We're well.
Now, I reckon one of the biggest ones of all time would be Ananias and Victoria Pendleton.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just looking up an article from the Daily Mail from long ago. You know, snubs, insults, and downright bitchiness.
Yeah.
And of course, Anna Mears managed to knock Queen Victoria, as she was called, off for the 2012 Olympics, which would have been Victoria Pendleton's home Olympics, which managed to be her last race. So anyway, that would be one of the most celebrated bit of rivalry, I would have thought.
Absolutely, good, David. Good call from you. Rodney, let's go to Moorabbin, where we find Rodney. Thanks for hanging on there, Rod.
That's all right. Great show. One I just thought of was Steve Ovett and Sebastian Coe, but a real bitter one would have been Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding.
Oh, well, of course. Yes. If you're willing to yeah. get goons to assault the other one, that probably that's going to be hard to beat, Rodney.
And a movie?
And a movie, of course.
A lot.
It's got everything, Rod.
Yeah, no, it was pretty fierce and brutal in the end.
Good
yeah.
on you. Great nomination from you. I like it how people keep tying it back to our game, though, footy, because when I was making my list, I couldn't find, I thought, many legitimate footy ones, but Alex has done well here in
Sugar
Perth.
Shack.
Alex,
Sugar
welcome, Alex.
You
there? Alex, you there?
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
We got you. You got us? Well, we might have some problems with Alex, but he's. We'll try and get him back up. His nomination was West Coast and Kevin Sheedy, which is a good one.
Yeah, very good.
Jackets, very good. Throat slitting, the whole bit.
Sheeds was, he picked a fight with everyone back in that phase.
What was that text? Got to be the Sugar Shack Kingy from Paul. Did you hit that up?
Do you remember the Sugar Shack?
Yep. I think I ever went there, though.
Sugar Shack and Billboard, though. Not Billboard. Was it Billboard next door? Boardwalk. Sugar Shack and Boardwalk.
So long ago.
Flip a coin.
Andy's in Mount Waverley. Andy, welcome.
G'day, boys. First time caller. Love the show.
Good man.
What do you got?
Ford versus Holden.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, we did touch on that earlier, but this is one of the great Aussie debates, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
It is, and it can even go a bit further than that when you talk about, like, in the US, Ford versus Chevy.
Where do you sit, Andy? Because I feel like you've put Ford first because that's where you sit.
Correct, mate. Yeah, I actually work for Tickford, so
oh, yeah.
I'd be crazy if I didn't love the true blue blood.
That's gone now, isn't it? Tickford out at Broadmeadows there.
No, actually, obviously it's connected with the race team, so we've got we modify Mustangs, Everest, and Ford Rangers.
Oh, good on you, Andy.
So yeah.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
Part of the race team, and with Bathurst next week, we're all pretty excited.
Good luck. Coming up. Good luck. Give us a call next week and give us a little preview if you can.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, Andy. Great to hear from you. And Trent is memorising all these calls, of course. They're going into the melting pot for the caller of the day and the massive prize pack that we've got. Kingy, Matt's asking, barbecue shapes or pizza shapes?
Barbecue or pizza? There's only barbecue.
Yeah, you don't need to think about that.
Is there another option?
It's a no-brainer, isn't it? And someone's just pointed out massive rivalry in at Fox. King Montagna in the lab.
No way, mate.
Yes.
We are thick as thieves.
No, I don't think you are.
What
that's
do you
not
mean?
What I've heard. Johnny's in Mount Evelyn. Welcome,
that's,
Johnny.
That's just bullshit.
Well, he's got a couple of multiple. One's for you. Brock and Johnson.
Yes.
Brock and Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, we got you. Sorry.
That's a good one.
And the other one that I can think of, you only need to mention, Multi-21.
Multi-21?
Elaborate.
What's Multi-21?
Weber and Vettel.
Oh, of course. Yeah. They had a ding-dong as teammates for quite a while. Sebastian Vettel and
Mark. Liking each other.
Yeah. And it was obvious, wasn't it? They don't hide it very well in Formula One, John, and maybe they don't even bother trying.
No, they're all egomaniacs.
Yeah.
But they need to be.
Good call, and that's a good documentary series, that one.
Isn't that funny? You get a couple of texts back-to-back from different people. Bone Crusher and Our Waverley Star.
Yes.
From Jack and someone who's anonymous, but two texts apart.
Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin.
Peter Vlandis versus Racing Victoria.
Oh, that's a good one.
That
is a lot on the line in that rivalry, isn't there? Hey, Alex, we lost earlier. He didn't quite come through. We'll try him again over in Perth. You there this time, Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we are.
Thanks, guys. A great rivalry was one generated by Kevin Sheedy with the waving of the jacket after the Eagles game where they won. That continues to today where whichever team wins, the fans go wild waving their scarves and jackets.
And he's spot on, Alex. And was it Mitchell White, Kingy, with the throat?
It was, yeah.
With Sheeds. You remember that one, Alex?
Yep.
And it was have you heard the true story behind that, though? Because Mark Sheeds actually didn't see the incident. his head was down in the box at the time, and he asked Mark Harvey what happened, and Mark Harvey just made up a story and said Mitchell White's just taken out one of our players.
And there was another game at
Marvel.
It cost
him 20 grand.
Weren't they playing West Coast when Hurdy pinched it, ran up to the fan, hugged him?
Yeah,
that was West Coast
that's
too.
Right, that's right.
They had some great games, didn't they?
They
Eston
did.
And the Eagles.
Have you had any rivalries with coaches? I mean, we've got the Mick Mouldhouse, Mark Stevens spat.
Oh, I don't know, but I've got one between a boundary rider and a coach.
Who?
David King and Brad Scott.
I walked in there, didn't I?
You did.
I was too busy concentrating on you. Have you ever had... That was one-sided as well.
Magnificent. What about local ones? Got a few. Baronia v. The Basin. And this one, Division 1 Metro Pennant Lawn Bowls. Glenroy v. Flemington. Massive rivalry. Another
lawn
chapter
bowls?
To be played out tomorrow at Glenroy starting at 1 p.m.
Oh,
bring it on.
Who sent that in?
Anonymous.
Can Anonymous give us an update on Monday as to what happened?
Who got it done? Glenroy
yes.
or Flemington? I like this one from Matt as we get
bowl
to the break.
By bowl.
What about Hendy Leach? Trevor Hendy, Guy Leach.
Yeah,
that was
good
big.
One.
Yeah, rivalry on the sand, of course.